One of the things we will also be discussing in this segment is the whole concept of, in a sense, what you call manifestation. Many of you, when you think about the idea of attempting to manifest something, bring it into your reality, make it appear, solidify it, crystallize it, make it experiential, are coming from a point of view, also definitionally and belief system related, that it is something that does not exist in your reality, that you are attracting into or bringing into your reality, that somehow it is ephemeral and non-physical, and you have to somehow make it solid, make it appear, make it real. That is not the case. What it is that is representative of your preference and what you call your desires to manifest already exists in your reality. It is already manifest. The idea of manifestation is not bringing something that doesn't exist into existence or attracting something over there and bringing it over here. The idea is that what you desire to manifest is already here, already existent, already real. Manifestation is the process of giving yourself the ability to realize, to perceive that it is already here. You do not have to do any magical thing to make it come into existence. It is already existent. It's already within your sphere of reality. It is just that your belief system makes it invisible to you. So manifestation is not the process of actually conjuring something out of nothing. It is the process of making the invisible visible. And that simply requires an alteration of perception. That's all it takes. So we are going to be talking about that idea as well. And let us begin right there. The idea of one of the mechanisms of manifestation that allows the invisible to become visible is something that uses the power of paradox very strongly. We often talk about the idea of paradox as the recognition that you are in a very powerful place, right in the center of your power. Because what to you may seem paradoxical, what to you may seem contradictory, two opposing ideas that cannot necessarily seem to coexist, but do coexist, tells you right then and there that there must be a middle ground from which they both come. And that middle ground, that balance point, is your place of power from which you have generated the apparently paradoxical and apparently contradictory concepts. But because you can perceive them both, it tells you that just the perception of those things alone tells you that you are actually in the center of those things, that they come from the center of your being, and that you're simply seeing reflections of the polarity, expressions of the polarity of creation. But polarity within you combines and interacts in a very specific way to generate your true perfect place of balance and perfect place of power. So when you see paradox, rejoice. Because it is telling you that you're standing right at the center of your creative self and have the ability to thus then manifest and transform and make the invisible visible very quickly. Let us explain a little bit more clearly about the idea of the paradoxical nature of the mechanism of manifestation. Many of you have been taught to think about the idea of manifestation as an issue of intention, and as an issue of focus, as an issue of concentration. And in a sense, this is accurate. However, a very important point is often left out, or at the very least, sometimes this point is spoken of independently, and so no connection is made to the idea as a whole concept. The two seemingly paradoxical issues here are intention, focus, and concentration, and conversely on the other side, what you have often heard in many metaphysical and New Age information sources, the idea of surrender and letting go. These two things are not diametrically opposed. They are not mutually exclusive. They work together in a whole mechanism. In other words, the secret, one direction of the paradoxical mechanism is the idea of intention, focus, and concentration, and then, after that has been done, letting go and surrendering and letting the intention, focus, and concentration do its job on higher levels. Working these two things, linking these two things together gives you the entire mechanism of manifestation, or at least one direction of the energy. We will discuss the other direction in a moment. But first, let us again amplify this concept. And again, understand this connects to the notion of the 15-minute time span in the following way. Any time that you have a desire or a preference for a manifestation, the idea, yes, is that in a sense it must be representative of your passion, it must become your world. The intention, the focus, in a sense, the concentration, is there if that is representative of your passion. Because when something is representative of your passion, you're automatically focused on it. You automatically intend it. You're automatically concentrating all of your attention on that idea, because that's what passion does. If you are passionate about something, there is no other choice. There is no other consideration. All other things fall by the wayside. That is a true description of the idea of being in your passion. There simply is no other choice. So there is automatic focus, automatic intention. If then, in what you call a peaceful state or a meditative state or a focused state, you allow yourself to image that passionate idea, that manifestation that is desired, and feel it, and build that energy up in your energy, in your emotions, in your passion. Build that energy to a peak over the course of simply 15 minutes and no longer, sometimes even less when you get proficient at it. You don't always need all 15 minutes, but 15 minutes at the most is all that is necessary for you to activate the idea of the wheels, of the gears, and put it in motion with regard to the idea of allowing the invisible to become visible. But when you do that, when you build it to a peak over the course of a few minutes or 15, the next step is to completely and utterly let it go. Forget about it. Stop caring about it. Let it go. Surrender it utterly to the higher self. Let the higher self now do the job. You see, physical reality, while apparently complicated at times, is actually not extremely complex. In a sense, it is actually built on very simple principles, and you don't actually have to do very much to get the ball rolling. So, because your physical mind, as we have said a few times, is not designed to understand how things are going to happen, how things are going to manifest, the how is the purview of the higher mind, and because the physical mind does not actually have the capacity, the capability to understand, it is not designed to understand how that's going to happen, all it needs to do is flip the switch and let the higher mind do the how, do the things that are necessary to cause the synchronicities in your life that need to be there, and the downloads and the inspiration that needs to come to you to allow the invisible to become visible, to allow the manifestation to occur. So all you need to do is do it a little bit for no longer than 15 minutes, bring that up to a full peak of passion, a full peak of imagination, a full peak of visualization, however it is you wish to do it, with that intensity, that concentration, and that focus, and then utterly, utterly, utterly let it go. Now, we understand again that because of certain negative beliefs, many of you find it difficult to actually let it go. But that is very important, because without the letting go side, you don't actually have the whole mechanism engaged. It is important to understand that the intensity, focus, and concentration must be paired with the surrendering and the letting go to actually have the whole mechanism of manifestation. This is using the power of paradox built in to this idea, to this process, to this permission slip. Letting go means you really know, you really know, you really know that the higher mind is doing its job, and you can now relax. the physical mind can relax. It doesn't need to do anything else. It is not required, nor is it capable of doing anything else. So really, 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 when you know this, you can allow your mind, your physical mind, to just let it go, knowing it is in good hands, in a sense, and get on about your day, focusing on the next most exciting thing you are capable of taking action on. At the same time, again, you must be clear, as we already said, about your motivations to ensure that what it is you are focusing on, what it is you are surrendering to, is truly representative of your highest passion, instead of something that is simply being labeled as such to actually act as an avoidance of what your highest passion actually could be. This is where you have to really be clear, again, about the idea of what beliefs you are dealing with. Because many of you often fool yourselves and trick yourselves through the negative belief system into thinking that you're acting on your excitement, when in fact you're actually acting out of anxiety and covering it up because you're afraid to look at the idea of what it is that actually does excite you because of all the negative beliefs you've attached to it. So clearing out your motivational mechanism and finding out what beliefs you have attached to it is the primary, first, and fundamental process that is required in order to actually use the tool of manifestation in a clear and concise and precise manner. Once you have your motivation clear and you know that what you are focusing on is truly representative of your passion, then you will find that this mechanism of manifestation works very, very strongly, very well, and often very rapidly. But the idea, again, is that you cannot worry it there. You cannot make it happen. You cannot insist that it must happen at a certain time and in a certain way, because then you are once again putting conditions on it. You are not allowing yourself to truly let it go. You are not allowing thus then the higher mind to do its job. You're actually blocking the entire process by keeping, in a sense, the control, or trying to keep control of the situation within the physical realm. And the physical realm is not designed to handle energy in that way. It does not have the ability. It does not have the capacity to do the job of the higher self. It simply doesn't work in physical reality that way. It would be as if you dove down under the sea with your breathing apparatus, and then instead of allowing yourself to rise to the surface and taking your mask off, taking your breathing apparatus off, and taking a deep breath up there to go back into that realm, it is as if you are insisting, by trying to control it in physical reality, it is as if you are taking off your mask, taking off your breathing apparatus underwater, and inhaling, and wondering why you start choking, and wondering why you cannot see that far anymore, why things are suddenly murky and muddy, and why you are suddenly drowning. The idea is you must allow yourself, your whole self, to participate in this idea of creation of your reality. And you are not a whole self. You are not a whole person unless you allow the physical mind and the higher mind to work in concert. We know many of you have been taught to think that the idea of the higher mind, being that it is non-physical, is somehow not really a part of who you are as a person. It's something else, somewhere else, on another plane, on another level, and has nothing to do with what you're supposed to be doing as a personality in terms of guiding yourself through life. But that is not the case. In order to actually move through physical reality as a whole person, you need the back and forth. You need to work in concert.